Quickly, international attention is turning towards Al Jazeera's Global English Language Service, which operates from almost 70 bureaus internationally, the majority in the Global South. Al Jazeera English now reaches an estimated over 100 million viewers worldwide, and Canada is one of the few countries internationally in which Al Jazeera is not available. As bombs fell on the Gaza Strip in late 2008, major news media around the world scrambled to report directly from the conflict zone as Israeli authorities barred major international press from entering Gaza. But Al Jazeera English rose above the fray, the only major English language news service with a fully functioning news bureau operating from the center of the conflict, with extensive media teams based both inside Gaza and throughout Israel. Since launching in 2006, Al Jazeera English, headquartered in Doha, Qatar, has provided groundbreaking coverage of global news with alternative programming focused on Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East. Recently, Al Jazeera has launched a grassroots campaign to pressure Canadian broadcasting authorities and cable companies to bring Al Jazeera to Canada. I had the opportunity to speak with the current managing director at Al Jazeera English, Tony Berman, the former head at CBC News in Canada. Can you explain to us the I Want Al Jazeera campaign and how you feel it's relevant and important for people in Canada?
Well, I mean, Al Jazeera English is now a channel. It's been on the air for 2 years. It's available in more than 140 million households worldwide in more than 100 countries. So I think it has a track record that is substantial. And an obvious question, and I've asked this as a Canadian, is why is Canada one of the few countries where it is not available? You know, I think that what AJE offers is a very international kind of global look at the world. It's a channel that's based in the South. It focuses overwhelmingly on the developing countries and kind of brings regions that really go entirely unreported in the mainstream media to the public's attention. You know, and I think that's something that in Canada, you know, a country that is probably the most multicultural country in the world, with so many people aware that Canada's future is very much dependent on its own kind of understanding of its place in the world, that I think that's something that a lot of Canadians appreciate. So, you know, we're confident that very soon it will be available in Canadian homes.
That focus on reporting from the Global South, can you maybe talk about that a bit more in terms of how Al Jazeera English International operates and how that is different or alternative to broadcasters that everybody listens to and are familiar with?
I think that most of the kind of the mainstream broadcasters, both domestically in Canada, which is CTV, Global, as well as the international broadcasters such as BBC and CNN, view the world from a very Western perspective. In some ways, each of these networks have a home team, like in the BBC, which is a network I quite respect. I mean, it's clearly a British network based in London whose primary interest would be the British interests. And CNN, the same would apply as it relates to American interests. You know, the Canadian networks are largely focused on Canadian and local affairs. So we have a situation in this kind of first decade of the 21st century where there isn't much out there, certainly in broadcasting, that looks at the world in a kind of a global way. And most of the world's people live in the South, Southern Hemisphere, live in the developing countries, that so many of the issues that matter to the world but also matter to people who live in the North, you know, whether it's Western Europe or whether it's North America, so many of these issues really originate in the South, whether it's issues of immigration or multiculturalism or diversity. So, you know, Al Jazeera has combined the English and the Arabic service has about 70 news bureaus, you know, which is considerably more than the BBC and more than CNN. Most of our bureaus at Al Jazeera are based in the South. So in other words, there's extensive coverage of Latin America, of Africa, of Asia. I think what you find in, you know, in the BBC and CNN, and you find it in the Canadian domestic networks, is the focus is very much on the capital cities, and it focuses on where kind of power begins. You know, the decisions are made in whether it's London or Ottawa or New York or Washington, and the focus is on how those decisions are transmitted from the centers of power. The aspiration of Al Jazeera is to reverse the flow. The flow is not from the centers of power out to the masses of humanity throughout the globe. It's our focus is very much on the people who live, you know, in the developing world, the people who live on the margins of the developed world, you know, whether it's Western Europe or North America. The goal of Al Jazeera is to give voice to the voiceless and allow the voiceless a place on the stage where decisions are made about their future. So in that sense, if you imagine the media as being a spotlight in a darkened room, you place the spotlight in a totally different place than the mainstream media. We place it very much at the level of ordinary people, at the level of the majority of people. We focus, you know, our starting point would be on the powerless, not the powerful. And, you know, I think that it brings to the media environment an alternative look at the world. And, you know, I think that one of the joys of a transition within the United States from Bush to Obama is that I think that country, and I would hope Canada as well, would see their engagement with the wider world as far more important now in the 21st century than perhaps it has been perceived in the past 8 years or so. So in that sense, North Americans and certainly Canadians, I think, have a hunger for an understanding of the world as it impacts on their own daily lives, as it affects their communities. And sadly, there just simply are not enough information outlets in North America to satisfy that appetite. I mean, the American commercial networks have totally abandoned any coverage of global affairs, and as such, I think Americans are really badly served. I think Canada, you've got a woefully under-resourced CBC that, you know, seems to be sadly turning its back on the coverage of the world and to the extent that it used to cover the world, and then you've got commercial broadcasters in Canada that, according to their own analysis of their bottom line, don't have the resources or the interest in trying to explain the world to Canadians. So I think it's that niche, it's that vacuum that I think Al Jazeera English is attempting to fill.
Regarding Al Jazeera's English reporting on the recent war in Gaza, a lot of people turned their heads in your direction when that coverage took to the airwaves around the world. Israel had banned foreign press from the Gaza Strip. Al Jazeera had reporters based in the Gaza Strip. There's a distinction, big difference there. Can you talk about that attention that the network received in this context?
That has been a very important development for a lot of people, but certainly for Al Jazeera English. I mean, Al Jazeera was the only international English language network in Gaza during the conflict, and the only one that really covered both sides of the conflict, because we had considerable journalistic teams throughout Israel as well. And what I think Al Jazeera was able to bring was a comprehensive look at a very bitter conflict that, in human terms, was really a catastrophe for so many people, so many deaths, so many injuries. And I think it'll have a scar on the region for many years, if not decades to come. I think that Al Jazeera attempted to report it and to explain it. And by contrast, I think you had in Canada and the U.S., you had a very narrow, some people could argue biased, but very incomplete and to a large extent incomprehensible coverage. It probably mystified a lot of people in Canada, the U.S., as to why are there demonstrations worldwide surrounding this issue when so much of the impact of that story was not available to North Americans. And so I think in that sense, and a lot of people, a lot of reviewers, I mean, the Al Jazeera received incredible international acclaim for its coverage, not only the fact that it was in Gaza, but also just the level of professionalism and balance and fairness that it brought to the story. And it didn't occur to me, but it occurred to a multitude of reviewers. I learned as I read these accounts that they kind of made the point that perhaps the Gaza coverage would be for Al Jazeera English in 2009 what the first Gulf War in 1991 was for CNN, because CNN was really very little known, in spite of the fact that it had been on the air for 11 years, was really quite irrelevant to a lot of people between 1980 and 1991 until the first Gulf War happened, and all of a sudden it became kind of part of everybody's lexicon. And people have made that comparison. I hope that's true. I mean, I hope it's true not only because it satisfies the interests of Al Jazeera, but I hope it's true that it, you know, it symbolizes a growing awareness on the part of North Americans, and I certainly hope Canadians, that they have to work hard to understand the complexity of a lot of global issues, certainly in the Middle East. And Canadians and North Americans have not been well served in having probably the narrowest and the most one-sided coverage of that dispute is available anywhere in the world, you know, and that's not a tribute to the media in North America. And it's certainly not, I think, what Canadians want. You know, Canadians have a very fair, impartial kind of view of a lot of these issues, including the Israel-Palestine issue. And I think that Al Jazeera, which is widely watched in Israel, and respected, considerably respected in Israel, I mean, Al Jazeera attempts to provide. But the other thing, my kind of final point, is that as important as Gaza was, and Gaza was a symbol of what Al Jazeera provides, I think, in its journalism, it was there when no one else was there. In 2001, after 9/11, it was in Afghanistan where no one else was there. And through much of the Somalia Darfur disputes, Al Jazeera was there when no one else was there, and I think that's a hallmark of Al Jazeera's journalism. But I think that Al Jazeera English, which is an award-winning channel that has been on the air for 2 years, is, I think, cherished by a lot of people worldwide for its coverage of Africa, for its coverage of Latin America, for its coverage of Asia. And it's not only a Middle Eastern channel focused on the Middle East, as important and as cherished our coverage may be of that. It's an international channel, and I think there are a lot of Canadians who would like to turn on the television and understand what's going on in Bolivia, would understand what's going on in Liberia, or Eastern Europe, or parts of Asia that never are ever part of our mass media. You know, that there are so many parts of this world that not only are fascinating in their own right, but where there are stories and issues developing that relate to our lives in Canada and our lives in North America. And I think that's what Al Jazeera aspires to deliver. And, you know, without getting carried away and realizing that we're as flawed as anyone else in this media world, but I think that a lot of people worldwide kind of feel that we're really filling a vacuum that's been created. And I think that's why, at the end of the day, I'm really confident Canadians will kind of embrace Al Jazeera English and, you know, at least want the opportunity to decide for themselves whether or not it's available to them. That's the uniqueness and the oddity of Canada right now. It's one of the few countries where Canadians simply don't have that choice. Even in the United States of America, where Al Jazeera, you know, is reviled and certainly in Republican circles, Al Jazeera Arabic is available nationwide in the United States of America, but it's not in Canada. But more importantly, as it relates to what we're talking about, Al Jazeera English is not available. And I think a lot of people who see it in Europe or in the Middle East or in Asia when they travel kind of scratch their head and say, what in God's name is going on with Canadians, such a multicultural kind of internationalist country, that they would deny themselves the opportunity to kind of experience the world, you know, in the way that Al Jazeera tries to portray it.
You were at the head of CBC News Quite some time. You made the choice to move to Al Jazeera. You talked about the scope and the depth of coverage, the detailed and complex coverage of Asia, looking at issues in Africa. The scale is just amazing when you watch Al Jazeera English. I'm wondering, for people in Canada, what inspires you to really drive and to push for Al Jazeera to be available in Canada, but more generally, what inspiration do you take from the coverage and the sense of the network?
The network that is just so tailored to the interest, the international interest of so many Canadians. I mean, I was born in Montreal. I mean, Montreal is such a multicultural city. I've spent so much of my time, and I still live in Toronto, you know, which, again, is so diverse and is connected, you know, globally. So I think in that sense, the issues and the stories worldwide that are portrayed, you know, every hour and every day on Al Jazeera English, I know are of interest to a lot of Canadians and are relevant to Canadians in terms of trying to sort out, you know, how Canada as a country kind of moves ahead. So some people have asked me, having moved from the CBC, a public broadcaster, to Al Jazeera, you know, are there kind of journalistic values which I've had to park at the door? And the reverse is true. I mean, I had a, you know, a wonderful experience working at the CBC with many wonderful people and who shared the same values of fairness, of openness, of internationalism. I've always been totally committed to trying to help Canadians understand the world and its impact on the day-to-day life of Canadians, and that's why I've spent so much time covering stories and working and living abroad. And at the CBC, I would do that with the Canadians. Whereas, so I'm now at Al Jazeera English, which has a staff of more than 45 nationalities. And when I sit around a table to discuss stories, I'm discussing, it's almost like the United Nations. It's with people from a variety of backgrounds, a variety of perspectives. But there is a common thread that unites us all, which is very similar to what I think unites a lot of people at the CBC, which is the idea that the journalism, you know, should be for the public service, that the journalism should be an agent of positive social change, should help people, citizens, kind of navigate through a very kind of complicated world. And I was amazed and so delighted that so many people that I'm now working with embrace those values and those principles with the same kind of enthusiasm that I did. You know, what's the point of journalism? What's the point of the media if what we do doesn't, in some modest way, help the world kind of progress and help people, you know, better understand their place in the world? And I think that kind of high-minded ambition of what the best journalism can do, and we can't achieve that every day, but we can certainly aspire to achieve it and achieve it often. You know, I think that's the kind of journalism that drives Al Jazeera.
You have been listening to an interview with Tony Berman, the current managing director at Al Jazeera's International English Language News Service. Quickly, international attention is turning towards Al Jazeera's Global English Language Service, which operates from almost 70 bureaus internationally, the majority in the Global South. Al Jazeera now reaches an estimated over 100 million viewers worldwide. Canada is one of the few countries internationally in which Al Jazeera is not accessible. Recently, Al Jazeera has launched a grassroots campaign to pressure Canadian broadcasting authorities and cable companies to bring Al Jazeera English to Canada. You can find more information on the campaign to bring Al Jazeera to Canada online at www.iwantaje.ca. That's www.iwantaje.ca. Connect to Al Jazeera's news service online through their website at www.english.aljazeera.net. That's www.english.aljazeera.net. This interview has been produced for broadcast on CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.